And here we are on the fly at the seaplane base, and our technology is working this year. Thank goodness, Paul. We're in our typical spot right here on the porch, the briefing porch, and it's another beautiful day at the seaplane base. It always is when we come out here.
It sure is. We've been blessed with another beautiful day.
So what's been going on out here this week? We always hit you guys on Saturday, and everything's starting to wrap up for the week. And, of course, the Watermelon Social tonight here is a big event. What else have you had during the week out here of interest?
Well, we've had a lot of really nice seaplanes. Total of about 151 seaplanes have attended Oshkosh. And it's getting harder and harder to keep track of the count because some aircraft, now that more and more are becoming amphibious, will actually go to the airport during the day and come back at night. And some might go over for the first 3 days, stay at the airport, and then come back over here and float around in the lagoon. They like it here because they can fly here. So there's a lot of flying activity. It's not uncommon to have 500 or 600 operations during the week of seaplanes. As far as special aircraft, we decided that the CB aircraft, Republic CB aircraft, has now celebrated over 7 decades since its inception. And the guys that have all these old CBs are really into those airplanes and have modified them in a multitude of ways. And while there was probably a bunch of years where they weren't really thought much about as a seaplane, there's really been a resurgence in their interest. And the guys that fly them are a close-knit group and have a lot of fun going different places, and they really do a nice job. They did flybys at the airport. They did flybys here. We had a total of 17 of them, which when you look at an airplane that was created shortly after World War II, they weren't built very long, so there's not that many. We had seminars explaining to people the history of the CB, and we even had the mock-up here of the new CB that's in development. It would be a 5-passenger turboprop. And I just think it's the coolest thing to see.
Sounds like it is.
A new creation of a CB.
So along with that, you have your forums out here. You've got your food vendor, and who looks very busy this afternoon. And your boat tours, how about that, the boat tours?
The boat tours have been going really good. It's been beautiful weather. That really helps. The first 2 days of the event, we had some rough water. Lake Winnebago can get rough pretty easily, but finally, the wind settled down and went in the right direction, and it made for beautiful flying. And the boat tours were pleasant. We were able this year to procure sponsorship from Honda Marine for Honda Motors and Honda-sponsored boats. And so the people riding around on the tour boats were treated to some very luxurious accommodations with double awnings for the nice shade and luxurious leather seating, or it almost felt like leather.
Pleather.
Yes, pleather. There we go. So the people have really been enjoying that. That's been an ongoing activity here that people really like.
Yeah, and we want to encourage people over on the main grounds at AirVenture. If you haven't made it over to the seaplane base yet, tomorrow's Sunday, the last day of AirVenture, try and get over here either today or tomorrow, because you definitely want to make the seaplane base part of your AirVenture itinerary. It's just it's a must-see.
Yeah, I think it's funny how many times I've heard people say, I've been coming to Oshkosh for 25 years, and I can't believe I missed this. I'll never miss it again. We like to call this EA's crown jewel. We're very, very fortunate that a family that owns this property provides EA with the use of this property. It's really only leased to EA for 1 week out of the year. After that, it's all taken down. If you came here, it just looks like a park, privately owned property. But how beautiful it is, and the setting we have, it's perfect for what we do.
Now tell people who might be listening how they can get here. What's the easiest way? I know there's a couple of ways they can come over to the base.
We're about 6 miles by car from the airport, but I will tell you that our parking lot is limited space. So what we've been encouraging is to have the buses that EA runs pick you up at either the bus tower right by the main area of the grounds, or it picks up near the Ripple Avenue amphibian parking area.
South of the Fun to Fly Zone right there. Right?
Yes. And we charge $3 round trip. and the buses run on the hour. They will add buses if they see lines growing. So most of the people that are coming out here are coming by bus. And that works better for everybody. You can stop here. You can walk through the nature trail on the way in. And when you come out the end of that nature trail, you will see Shangri-La for seaplanes.
Yes, that's wonderful. And you still have quite a few airplanes here. Now, last year, by this time, a lot of the airplanes had left, but you still have a ton of airplanes out here.
Well, it's a lot of times weather-related, but there's a lot of people that want to make sure that they can attend the Watermelon Social. That's our big banquet, and the purpose of the Watermelon Social originally was to invite our friends from the airport to come out and hang with the seaplane crowd. So we have a little banquet. We acknowledge the volunteers with volunteer awards, and we also present the airplane judging awards, seaplane judging awards, and we also have door prizes.
Uh-huh. It's a popular aspect of the social.
Yeah, and they're provided by some of our vendors as well as EA themselves.
And how many sponsors do you have over here this year?
We have Whip Air as our presenting sponsor, and we then have Honda as a supporting sponsor, as well as Jeppesen. So Jeppesen is a new sponsor, and so is Honda.
What is Jeppesen's role out here? What do they bring to the seaplane base?
They provide economic support, and we've never had that here before. As far as, I mean, that's maybe in the background things. There's a lot of maintenance associated with this property. We're always doing improvements and trying to make things better, and it takes a lot of effort. Thank God we have mostly volunteer effort, but there are times we need to hire people to do, you know, things like grading and landscape work, that sort of thing. So they help that way, and they've had a booth out here also, and they're a pretty diverse company. They have a lot of things they can offer pilots, but their support is primarily economic.
And you do have a lot of costs involved out here in preparation. I mean, it's more expensive to prepare an area for use once a year than it is to have it already set up, right? So it takes some time and some expense to get it going every year.
It's interesting how much time you can spend on this property. We have, I always make a joke, I tell the other EA people over at the main grounds, I said, we found a way out here to extend AirVenture. We get together as volunteers somewhere between 4 and 5 times a year besides convention. A good example, we come out and work on Memorial Day weekend. We have 3 days, and we all bring our campers out, and we set up, and we have lots to do getting the base ready for summer. We plant flowers, make any changes we need to do, a lot of construction projects. And then we, and that a lot of times will include 40 or 50 volunteers. And we get a lot of the work done then. But we also have after convention in the fall, right when all the leaves fall off the trees. These are big trees and they make big leaves.
They also make great shade.
Oh, they make very good shade. But they are, they're a big project to clean up so we can have nice grass. But again, my enthusiastic volunteers show up and we get it done. And it might just be a weekend, might just be one day and a part of another day. But we do that all throughout the year, including wintertime. We've been working on a little campground area improvement and doing some brushing and that sort of thing. And so now we're down to doing it in the wintertime. But it's fun. I think Paul Bresny said it right a long time ago when he said that airplanes is what brings us here initially and people is what keeps us coming back. It's a very, very small community, but really nice people, and we're really one big family.
That's wonderful. I mean, this is my favorite venue of all the places that we got. It's been an exciting AirVenture on the main grounds. A lot of new stuff is happening over there, Paul. One of the nice things about the sea base is that it's pretty stable over here. You always know what you're going to find when you come over here. There's not a ton of change over here, which is kind of nice. You know you're going to save this for a relaxing day, kind of a wind down. This is a great place to get away from all the energy that the main AirVenture grounds have to offer.
I think the best way to explain the seaplane base is Lane Wallace once came out here and was to write something about the seaplane base. And it was real quiet when she was out here. And she wasn't quite sure what to write about. And she said that she was so overstimulated at the airport that she just needed to unwind. And there were things going on. At times, actually, it can get crazy here. Yesterday when we had the CB fly by, we had so much noise of airplanes and other airplanes taking off and flying. You couldn't hear yourself think.
And you've had the Icon out here every day,
Icon demonstrates every day out here at 11:30.
So that brings a draw.
It will also be demonstrating during the Watermelon Social around 5:15.
Oh, great.
So there's a lot going on out here, but if you come out at the wrong time, it can be a little quiet, which we personally think that's okay.
We're taking a nap under the tree.
She described the seaplane base as a yoga class in the middle of a rock concert. Speaking of yoga class, that's something we started this year. Our co-chair of the administration office is a yoga instructor, so we now have yoga out at the waterfront every morning at 7 a.m.
Oh, an exercise class as well. That's great,
yes.
Paul.
And I think
did your wife organize that?
No, actually,
can we blame
Mary over there organized that.
Mary did?
Mary did, yes.
Well, it is like family out here, and we love it, and we encourage people to come out today or tomorrow. We're going to take a quick break back to the station, and then when we get back out here, we're going to talk to some guests that you have lined up about some of the activities you have going on here.
Sounds good.
All right. Jaymon G, we're on the fly at the seaplane base. We'll be back. You're listening to EAA Radio.